Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day to celebrate a great achievement for you, for all of you, for all of us, for the entire United States of America. The great achievement is we are no longer in the ranks of sulkers and the bored and the disengaged. We had an all-time record turnout last night. That's right. In terms of, they don't have the absolute final figures, but we blew away any prior record. We had over 160 million people who voted in the election that they're still counting votes on. 160 million people. Think about that. The percentage of eligible voters who turned out to vote is going to be over 65%. Which is just incredible. It just blows away what happened last time. Last time, the turnout has been vastly less than it was this time. There were 137 million people who voted last time. This time, 160 million people. Now, what that means is there 23 million new voters this time, people who voted this time who didn't vote in 2016 in the race between Hillary and Donald Trump. And who are those 23 million people? Where do they come from? Well, we have some idea now, and we will talk about that. We'll also go to Vice President Biden whenever he makes his promise speech in Wilmington, Delaware, because, well, it's important. He has just been awarded the 10 electoral votes from the state of Wisconsin, and he is in a position where even if the Trump campaign wins Pennsylvania, and I suspect they probably will, the Trump campaign has claimed Bill Stepien, the president's campaign manager, just moments ago, was on a conference call and claiming that the president's big lead in Pennsylvania, even though there are more than a million absentee ballots that have yet to be counted, the president has a lead of over 400,000 votes in Pennsylvania, and they think they're going to win Pennsylvania and its 20 electoral votes. The problem is that's not enough for Trump to win the election. Assuming that that Joe Biden wins in Michigan, as he's on track to do, gets those 16 electoral votes, and that he holds on to the electoral votes of Nevada, where he is ahead, but they have temporarily decided to make no announcements about the vote totals coming in. They're not going to do that until noon tomorrow. Why? Who knows? But Nevada and Michigan, plus the states he's carried already that people acknowledge that Joe Biden won, that would give him his 270 electoral votes, would make him president. But stay tuned, because the lawyers have been dispatched, and I'm sure we will at some point also hear from President Trump. And, of course, we will go directly to him. Here is Joe Biden. Let us go to Vice President Biden live in Wilmington, Delaware. Listen.
Well, let me begin by thanking the press for being here and thanking everyone else. My fellow Americans, yesterday once again proved that democracy is the heartbeat of this nation. Just as it has been the heartbeat of this nation for two centuries. And even in the face of a pandemic, more Americans voted this election than ever before in American history. Over 150 million people cast their votes. I think that's just extraordinary. And if we had any doubts, we shouldn't have any longer, about a government of, by, and for the people. It's very much alive, very much alive in America. Here, the people rule. Power can't be taken or asserted. It flows from the people. And it's their will that determines who will be the President of the United States, and their will alone. And now, after a long night of counting, it's clear that we're winning enough states to reach 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency. I'm not here to declare that we've won, but I am here to report when the count is finished, we believe we will be the winners. With all the votes counted, we have won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes, virtually the same margin that President Trump won that state 4 years ago. In Michigan, we lead by over 35,000 votes, and it's growing. A substantially bigger margin than President Trump won Michigan in 2016. Michigan will complete its vote soon, maybe as early as the day. And I feel very good about Pennsylvania. Virtually all the remaining ballots to be counted were cast by mail. And we've been winning 78% of the votes by mail in Pennsylvania. We flipped Arizona and the 2nd District of Nebraska. Of special significance to me is that we've won with the majority of the American people. And every indication is that the majority will grow. We have a popular vote lead of nearly 3 million votes. And every indication is that will grow as well. Indeed, Senator Harris and I are on track to win more votes than any ticket in the history of this country that ever won the presidency and vice presidency. Over 70 million votes. I'm very proud of our campaign. Only 3 presidential campaigns in the past have defeated an incumbent president. When it's finished, God willing, we'll be the 4th. This is a major achievement. This is a major achievement. And it's been a long and difficult campaign. But it's been a more difficult time for our country, a hard time. We've had hard campaigns before. We've faced hard times before. So once this election is finalized and behind us, it'll be time for us to do what we've always done as Americans, to put the harsh rhetoric of the campaign behind us, to lower the temperature, to see each other again, to listen to one another, to hear each other again, and respect and care for one another, to unite, to heal, to come together as a nation. I know this won't be easy. I'm not naive. Neither of us are. I know how deep and hard the opposing views are in our country on so many things. But I also know this as well. To make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as enemies. We are not enemies. What brings us together as Americans is so much stronger than anything that can tear us apart. So let me be clear. We are campaigning as a Democrat, but I will govern as an American president. The presidency itself is not a partisan institution. It's the one office in this nation that represents everyone. And it demands a duty of care for all Americans. And that is precisely what I will do. I will work as hard for those who didn't vote for me as I will for those who did vote for me.
That's Joe Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware. We will be getting a response from several people to the latest developments. We will bring you up to date on the response that I am sure will be forthcoming from the current President of the United States, Donald John Trump, and much more. We'll be speaking to John Fund about some of these lawsuits and the chances of avoiding a fraud and controversy as the election continues to unfold. That and much more, all coming up on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVet Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVet's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Just saying on the Michael Medved Show, 2020 was a year for lots of bad stuff, but also for some good stuff, and the good stuff was political engagement. Stay engaged. Now that the election, this election, is behind us, stay involved. Contact your own elected representatives. It's part of what makes democracy work on a day-to-day basis. That's why we are proud to be affiliated with and supporting contact mypolitician.com. It's a great way that you can get your message about what you care about, your priorities, get it across to your member of Congress, to your member of the state legislature, to city council personnel, to people who can make a real difference in your lives. You can, with a few clicks, send them a message. It's totally free. There's no investment of your time, really, because it just takes moments, or certainly none of your money, but it is an investment in better government. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for contactmypolitician.com, and get involved. That's michaelmedved.com, and find the banner for contactmypolitician.com. Vice President Biden just had a few more brief remarks in his speech, which I guess would pass for what in a more normal election would be a victory speech. Vice President Biden said this to conclude his remarks in Delaware. Listen.
America's come too far. America's fought too many battles. America's endured too much to ever let that happen. We, the people, will not be silenced. We, the people, will not be bullied. We, the people, will not surrender. My friends, I'm confident we'll emerge victorious. But this will not be my victory alone or our victory alone. It'll be a victory for the American people, for our democracy, for America. And there will be no blue states and red states when we win. Just the United States of America. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
That was Vice President Biden moments ago, claiming what I think most people would say is a very likely victory, but not finalized and not achieved as yet. I'm sure we will be getting a response from the Trump campaign. President Trump sent a very different message last night. And for those of you who weren't up late, I mean, it was after 2 a.m. on the East Coast, and who didn't listen to it live, they announced that President Trump was going to be speaking in the East Room of the White House where he was celebrating his victory. And then waited and waited and waited. It was about an hour between the time that they had announced the president was going to come out and the president actually appearing on the stage. And it was one of those things where a lot of the TV networks offered a split screen where you could see their talking heads and then sort of this doorway where they were waiting for the Trump entourage to come out. And then finally you got to see Ivanka and Tiffany. Trump was there, I believe, and Jared Kushner and the Trump home team. And Mike Pence and Karen Pence were very much there as well. And the president basically declared victory. He did not read his speech from a teleprompter. It was a Trumpian stream of consciousness. And he basically suggested that he had already won the election and that any further counting, which was going on even at that hour, was actually a fraud. This is clip six, Jeremy. Let's listen to the President of the United States.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. We did win this election. So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list. Okay? It's a very sad is a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment. And we will win this. And we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you.
That was the President of the United States. He, his comments did not draw universal praise, as you can imagine. When he said we want the voting to stop, I think what he meant was we want the counting to stop. And just to be clear, what was going on was counting of votes that had not been counted. They weren't votes that had newly arrived. They just hadn't gotten to them yet. And one of the reasons that apparently there were delays last night, when I'm finding out, is that, look, there are real-life human beings who, on the East Coast at 2 in the morning or 1 in the morning, want to sleep or get home or something. And the idea that the president declared fraud when there really is no evidence of fraud, and none of his spokespeople and none of the people associated with him brought it forward. And what was also very peculiar is at the end, President Trump said something about, well, now I want Mike, and turned to Mike Pence, the vice president, and said, do you have something to say? And it was very clear, you could tell from the body language, that Vice President Pence had not been prepared to make some remarks. But obviously, I think the president knew at one level that his remarks had been ill-considered. And Vice President Pence sounded like this. This is
Thank you, Mr. President.
7A.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to join you in thanking more than 60 million Americans who have already cast their vote for 4 more years for President Donald Trump in the White House. And while the votes continue to be counted, we're going to remain vigilant, as the president said. The right to vote has been at the center of our democracy since the founding of this nation, and we're going to protect the integrity of the vote. But I really believe with all of my heart, with the extraordinary margins, Mr. President, that you've inspired in the states that you just described, and the way that you launched this movement across the country to make America great again, I truly do believe, as you do, that we are on the road to victory and we will make America great again.
And that was Vice President Pence last night. And he mentioned over 60 million people who voted for the Trump-Pence ticket. That number is now close to 68 million people. Problem for him is that the number for Joe Biden is close to 71 million people and 248 electoral votes already awarded.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrat Joe Biden wins Wisconsin, a state that helped President Trump prevail in the Electoral College 4 years ago. Wisconsin has 10 electoral votes. The president asking for a recount as it is within a margin of error. As votes continue to be counted in Pennsylvania, Democratic Governor Tom Wolf says Pennsylvania's final vote count in the general election may not come today, but he will do everything in his power to make sure every vote is counted.
You know, the promise of democracy is that every vote counts, and that has been the promise of democracy since 1787. It's still the promise of democracy, and I intend here in Pennsylvania to make sure we keep that promise.
The Trump campaign is suing to stop counting votes in Michigan, saying they haven't been given meaningful access to numerous counting locations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And on the Michael Medved show, the president last night not only called the election and the way it was being counted a fraud and a disgrace, he also had sent out tweets beforehand, tweets that had been marked by Twitter, as they do, as untruthful, saying there was an ongoing effort to steal the election. And when it comes to stealing elections, the guy who wrote the book, Stealing Elections, John Fund, joins us now. It's a very useful, very important and influential 2004 book. Subtitled "How Voter Fraud Threatens Our Democracy." John Fund, of course, a friend of the show, and he is National Review's national affairs reporter. John, first of all, is there any evidence yet that either side is actually trying to steal the election?
The danger this time has been because of the COVID crisis. There was a wholesale rush to change election laws in dozens of states, especially in states that we're fighting over right now, Pennsylvania and Nevada. And the changes were way too fast, way too slapdash, and now you can't tell where the incompetence ends in those states, and the fraud could be happening underneath the surface. So the danger here is, we have a really, really chaotic system, and it's by design of the left, and now we're trying to have to sort through it and limit the damage and actually try to get to the real result.
Okay. The changes that you're talking about that were made regarding COVID-19 and trying to adjust to it, they were changes that were not just made in Nevada and Pennsylvania. They were made all over the lot. They were legal, weren't they?
Well, probably not. I think that's what courts are going to have to decide. Remember, lots of changes were minor. I'm talking about the states where we actually care right now because they may decide the presidential race. In Nevada and Pennsylvania, the courts decided on their own to ignore the election law passed by the legislature and the governor and say ballots can come in 3 days later. And it was the court that said, the state Pennsylvania Supreme Court, that they didn't need a postmark. And it said, if the signatures don't match, that's okay, we'll still count it. Now, Nevada did pass it, some of that.
Okay, well, hold on. Hold on, John. Let's talk about Pennsylvania just for a moment. As I understand it, that's already gone before the U.S. Supreme Court, and they basically decided not to get involved, not to overrule the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. Isn't that right?
As of last week, but Justice Alito, who has jurisdiction over Pennsylvania as part of the Second Circuit, said, we are only doing this because we've run out of time to make a proper decision. This decision may return to us after the election if it is relevant and needed. So the U.S. Supreme Court now has a new member on it. I think there is it's an open question as to if Pennsylvania is too so chaotic, the Supreme Court may well revisit it, and it said so last week.
Okay, and revisit it how? What redress, if you were the Trump campaign right now, what would you urge them to sue for, and on what basis?
There is a federal interest in a federal election, which is called the presidential election. And if a state court has so traduced, so devalued an election's integrity by declaring on its own, against the wishes of the legislature, that absentee ballots can come in 3 days later, regardless of what the law says, they can be counted even without a postmark, which is an open invitation to voter fraud. You can put ballots in the Pennsylvania mail this morning and they'll be counted, and that they don't require signature verification. Believe me, those are issues directly related to what happened with Bush v. Gore in 2000.
So, again, I just want to put my question to you again. What would be the remedy for the complaint? In other words, what would you be asking the Supreme Court to do?
Return to the black letter law of Pennsylvania, which is ballots have to come in by the end of Election Day, they have to have a valid postmark, and they have to pass signature verification tests. That's the law.
It seems to me that it's highly likely that the Supreme Court would decline to hear this cause of action, especially if Pennsylvania is not the deciding state in this election. And the way things are shaping up right now, it does not appear that Pennsylvania is. In other words, even assuming that President Trump holds on to his lead in Pennsylvania and he wins the state, Joe Biden still has a very clear path to the 270 by certifying his wins in apparent wins in Nevada and in Michigan. Right? I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with you, but the establishment media and the polling has been so off and so much of this, I don't think we can take anything for granted. I think Arizona is in doubt. I think Michigan is not finished. Pennsylvania is not finished. I think Wisconsin probably is out of the range for Trump. But the bottom line is we won't know for a few more days if Pennsylvania is the key state. And if Pennsylvania is the key state, the Supreme Court may be forced into this, because four Supreme Court members before Amy Coney Barrett joined the court said what Pennsylvania was doing was flat out wrong.
Okay, so in other words, your concern would be, am I correct that they are attempting to segregate those ballots that arrived after Election Day?
The Secretary of State and election officials claim that they are segregating out the ballots arrive after Election Day.
Right. So, again, with that, in other words, let us assume that those segregated ballots would not change the result. I mean, I think you're right. I do think it's outrageous for courts, state courts, even the highest state court in the state, to make decisions in place of the legislature. That's a kind of judicial overreach that you're right, that Justice Barrett and most other conservatives generally oppose. But given the fact that the Supreme Court declined to make an attempt to remedy that situation before Election Day, it seems to me, and I think most legal experts would agree, I'm sure there's some who would agree with you, John, are going to find this a very steep hill to climb. What leads you to believe that Arizona, where the margin is over 100,000, I believe, at the moment, that Arizona is still in play?
Michael, there are two issues here, and we're not in disagreement. The first issue is who's going to win the presidential race. That may well be Joe Biden, but you have me on the show to discuss election integrity. It is a potential disaster for this country if someone is elected president under a cloud of changes in which election integrity was thrown out the window. That can have consequences for elections in the future.
I think it's entirely correct, and I think as a point of law, you and I agree that a few days before an election, even in the midst of a pandemic, it is utterly inappropriate for a state court to make new rules that the legislature declined to make. That's John Fund. His book is still important and relevant. It is called Stealing Elections. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. greenmeadowwhey.com.
Michael Medved Show, always glad to get the perspective of John Fund, even where we disagree. Let me be completely clear about my approach to this. I think it is not appropriate or basically a constructive effort to try to say to people that their ballots that they cast that arrived basically late for whatever reason, to say to those people that the ballots that you cast and where you had assurance, because that was the rule that was promulgated before the election, assurance from the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania that was certified by the Supreme Court of the United States, and it was clear that any ballot that arrived up to 3 days after the election but was postmarked properly, that that ballot would be counted. I don't think you can say to those individual voters, we're going to discard your votes or we want to make sure that your votes are not counted. Why would you do that? Oh, this is extraordinarily important. Both Fox News and CNN have now called the state of Michigan 16 electoral votes for Vice President Biden. That gives him an undisputed, really, at least in terms of all the journalistic sources, including Fox, a count of 264 electoral votes. So what's still out there? A state called Nevada, where it's extremely likely that Joe Biden will hold on to Nevada. And when I say hold on to, it's a state that Hillary carried more with more to spare than Joe Biden has here. But the difficulty is, as close as it is in Nevada, and it's remarkably close, as close as it is in Nevada, most of the votes still to be counted. I believe it's 16% of the votes. Let me see. I can tell that to you right away. But most of the votes still to be counted are from Washoe County and from Clark County, which are the two most Democratic counties in the state. They also appear to be from absentee ballots mostly, which have gone heavily toward Joe Biden. The count in Nevada right now is, and that's the six electoral votes that would give Joe Biden exactly his 270 electoral votes in the presidency. The count is 49.3% of the vote for Joe Biden. That's 588,000 votes. And 48.7%, so a 0.6% gap in Nevada at the moment. And 580,000 votes for President Trump. In other words, there is a difference of only 8,000 votes, which, of course, is a remarkably close situation. 75% of all votes in Nevada have been counted. So the question that I was talking about before, the important news, not utterly unexpected news, that that Biden had in fact carried the state of Michigan. It's now he flipped Michigan, he flipped Wisconsin, he flipped Arizona, at least as recognized by a wide variety, and again, including Fox News, of press sources. So the election appears to be on its way to some kind of resolution. And when President Trump was talking about a massive fraud, and you'll notice I asked very directly John Fund whether he believes there is fraud involved here, and he didn't say so. I don't think there's any scheme involved on the part of the Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania or the Supreme Court of the United States, which, of course, even when it heard the case a couple of weeks ago, that was a court that was dominated by Republican appointees. And this is not a conspiracy. This is the electoral process sorting itself out. And I mentioned before this really important piece about Daniel Larson, about our unwieldy sort of Rube Goldberg electoral machinery. And he writes this. He says, America's electoral machinery provides many, many opportunities to find a concession. But fundamentally, it still must be one of the parties that defers. Candidates must show a willingness to step back from the precipice. The nightmare scenarios necessarily presume that not only might a candidate reject the election result, but that an entire party will do so at every level within the system. If this comes true, he writes, the American experiment is probably over in any case. Look, I think he's right. It is now going to be up to all sides to find a way to move forward without, I hope, some kinds of confrontations, demonstrations, and accusations on both sides. I thought that a Republican congressman who just won re-election easily, his name is Adam Kinzinger, he's a Republican from downstate Illinois, and he tweeted at President Trump after President Trump's speech last night and said, stop, full stop. The votes will be counted and you will either win or lose. And America will accept that. Patience is a virtue. And here most certainly it is. It was strange because people on TV last night were all emphasizing, be patient, this is not the final result, we have to work this out. And this is not based on recounts, this is just based on counting ballots for the first time. And to oppose that, to demand that you stop counting ballots because the direction is not coming your way, I think is dubious. Let me go back to President Trump and his speech last night, which I think he will come to regret. The speech last night at 2 in the morning, Why was he hesitating so long? Why did he keep people waiting for an hour? My belief is this, is that he was looking over numbers and that his staff showed in the numbers and indicated, well, Mr. President, appears you don't really have an obvious path to victory because the numbers didn't allow it. Because they could figure out just as easily as anyone with the networks or anyone in the polling business or the analysis business, they could figure out where the remaining votes were due from Michigan, which has just been awarded by Fox and CNN and soon by everybody. Michigan is going to carry for Biden. And they probably could see that last night. They probably confronted the president with it. And his immediate reaction was, well, that must be a fraud because I'm so far ahead right now. And the idea that you want people to stop counting ballots that American citizens have cast, that's a difficult proposition. Justin Amash, who is a former Republican congressman, he's a former Republican, he's still a congressman, he's a member of Congress until January, he said of President's remarks, didn't like it very much. He said it was one of the most dishonest and despotic speeches ever given by a president of the United States. I don't think it was a high point for President Trump. That might be going too far. So do we go too far to try to begin talking about how we bring this country together? Republicans won plenty last night. Republicans did very well. This was not a rejection, a massive, sweeping rejection of President Trump and the Republican Party. It wasn't. It was, in fact, a affirmation of a lot of the conservative ideals that the Republican Party has stood for a long time. And a lot of great people won. Yes, including Susan Collins and Lindsey Graham and Tom Tillis and Mitch McConnell and more. There are reasons to celebrate as we move forward to try to find resolution in a constructive way in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.